Iowa won. Someone said there's a 6-month point when it sinks in that the person who died is actually dead. This doesn't make literal sense to me, because the feeling of a body stiffening sunk deep. But I want to believe that at 20,000 feet in the air, it hit me exactly at 6 months. And that moment is what made me suddenly grab the leg of the real estate agent sitting next to me and weep on the tiniest fucking plane in the world. Out the submarine window, I could see Washington State and the same repeated genus of spruce. I happened to have a pamphlet with me of important trees of eastern forests from 1968. I opened the swamp cottonwood, which grows in Mom's front yard. Whenever I fly, I feel an overwhelming sense that I don't want to die, but that I'm being forced to accept my own death. And now, simultaneously, I was being forced to accept the death of someone else. I knew that once I accepted it, I could accept the sample of free local Washington beer from the flight attendants who came around with it in tiny plastic cups. On the connecting flight, my breakdown peaked. Iowa 2 continued. The state of Iowa was, in truth, the last state we visited together for one of her readings. I remember this once I step off the plane. I was 19 at the time. I tried to order a beer every night at dinner. I wore Carhartt jeans and a sweatshirt. Grandma threw terrible fits. She told the whole train that the conductor was drunk. She was going blind. We sat outside the dean's dinner party in the dark. Now I am 28 in Iowa. She has been dead half a year. I drink a strained southern whiskey every day with Carol. Smooth as silk, it says. It so happens that it's her birthday the day I read with Mark at the bookstore. I'm terribly hungover. I tell him to read his long poem about women because I like to think of pretty girls, piling and philosophizing throughout the city while he leaves the mall. But me, I've eaten myself into enormous oblivion. My whole body screams lack of restraint. I want to title my body, "We attempt to draw whole landscapes and we end up drawing a pair of scissors." I title it, "We have no reason to grieve for an old death, but we do." Plus, the whiskey is inexpensive here and comes with tiny beers. I take my time at the reading. I let each word leap and plummet and lay down in front of me. It's like there's no punches in sight. It's like there's no weather. It's like I'm reading in a vacuum of my own dehydrated vileness. It's like I'm reversing, blowing everything back into a joint. Like I'm standing in a fresco, powdering myself in a cloud of dried lime. It's like she's hiding in a sleeping bag on the porch, and I have to climb in with her and tell her she's dead.